Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday, and Isaac Bruce is off this week. Isaac has some things to do, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring this thing solo to you all. Got a quick little episode of this edition of Ramblings, and I'm excited, just always excited to talk about our Los Angeles Rams. You know, it's almost June, which means it's almost time for the 2021 football season to start, and I'm looking forward to everything. Also looking forward to seeing what our LA Rams are going to do next season. Got some news that came out here recently. The Rams are going to allow full capacity to SoFi Stadium next season, which means Los Angeles Rams fans, you all get to see the Rams in person in SoFi for the first time. As we know, last year was the Rams' first year playing in the brand new, beautiful, immaculate, state-of-the-art, technological breakthrough. Gorgeous to look at. Probably amazing to play in. SoFi Stadium, but no fans were allowed last year because of the COVID-19. But next season, this coming up season, LA Rams fans, get your tickets because you can go watch the squad in SoFi. I'm looking forward to going to SoFi Stadium. I haven't been yet. Matter of fact, I hadn't been to L.A. in a while. So when I do go, got to go to an L.A. Rams game. Got to go check out SoFi. And I know Rams fans, I know you all excited because you get to see Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey up close and personal in that brand new, beautiful stadium. And not only that, you get to see the new Rams, Matthew Stafford, hopefully hooking up with Tutu Atwell, DeSean Jackson, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and that offense doing work, and that number one defense hopefully still being number one next season. So that is exciting news. The Rams fans will be allowed to go to SoFi Stadium and check out the Rams in person and give our squad, our LA Rams, that home field advantage, which is so crucial and so important when you're playing sports. So that's exciting news. Also exciting news, the Rams announcing that June 10th, they will host an open practice. Now, tickets, free, complimentary, but it's on a first-come, first-served basis. And Rams season ticket holders get first priority, which is understandable. But that's, hey, man, that's going to be huge. I expect however many tickets they're giving out, I expect all those tickets to be gone, like, already. Because I know how much LA Rams fans, I know how much y'all love our squad, and I know how excited you are to be able to see them playing again, but also being able to see them in person. Now, people are going to have to wear masks, but you'll still will be able to go to an open practice and watch the Rams take the field. Not only that, man, when we're at practice, when pro football players are at practice, it's a lot more comfortable and relaxed so they can interact with you. They don't mind interacting with you. And trust me, as happy as you all are, going to be to go be able to watch the Rams practice and see them in person, they are equally happy that that's going to happen because athletes like to engage with the fans, man. Also, having fans at practice makes practice a lot more fun and competitive because you're performing, you're showing out, you want to make some plays, you want to hear the oohs and the ahs. Makes you compete better because you don't want to get torched or burned or lit up or dumped on your neck in front of everybody, because it's bad enough when you're doing it when it's just your teammates there and they got to go watch you watching the practice film and constantly seeing you get done in. But you definitely don't want to get all of that done to you with fans in the stands and fans at practice. So that's going to be exciting for the fans, also going to be exciting for the players. So I know everybody's looking forward to that. I'm just looking forward to it because, as I said, man, it's almost time to play some football. We're almost into June. Think about that now. We almost into June. And I'm just happy. I'm happy. See, like Jalen Ramsey is happy as well. First of all, shout out to Jalen Ramsey. I saw somewhere, I think he bought like 20,000 meals or something like that to feed to less fortunate. Just shout out, because Jalen don't have to do that. Them dudes don't have to spend their, they can spend their money the way they want to spend their money, and you know, they don't necessarily have to do it for clout or trying to get publicity or have people look at them in a better light, because, you know, people going to like you, they going to like you. They going to dislike you, they going to dislike you. Doesn't matter what you say. Really doesn't matter what you do. So the shout out to Jalen Ramsey for what he did. I think those were 20,000 meals, something like that, I think I saw. So shout out to Jalen Ramsey trying to share and help those, you know, less fortunate, which is what it's all about, man. We're helping you people like that. So shout out to Jalen Ramsey. Much love for you on that. Also, Jalen Ramsey has much love for Julio Jones, I think. Well, I know he does, but looking at this tweet Jalen Ramsey sent out recently. Now, for everybody don't know Julio Jones, the all-pro superstar wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, has basically said he don't want to go back to the ATL. If he does, well, he probably want to go back to the ATL, but he don't want to play for the Falcons. According to what he said, Shannon Sharp called him on his show, put him on speakerphone. And Julio says, you know, he asked him about going to Atlanta playing for the Falcons, and Julio said, I'm out of there. Now, I've heard some people say, man, Julio didn't even know he was live. Yes, he did. Come on, Shannon Sharp ain't did that. Shannon Sharp has not just called that dude out the blue like that, live on the air, and put him on the air, knowing that who knows what's going to come out of his mouth. So, trust me, Julio knew Shannon was going to call him. It may seem like it was ad-libbed and spur of the moment, but nah, man, they know how important their brands are. They know how important how he's looked and how he's portrayed is. So Julio wanted that message out there, and if Shannon Sharp didn't tell that man he was live on the air, that's foul as heck. But I highly doubt that Julio Jones did not know he was going to be live on the air. And the only reason I'm talking about Julio Jones is because a lot of Rams fans think the Rams should trade for him, bring him to La La to go with Matthew Stafford and the rest of their Rams offense. And it seems like Jalen Ramsey wants Julio in LA as well. Now, this tweet, from what I see, he didn't call Julio by name, but if you're smart, you can kind of figure it out. Jalen Ramsey tweet, quote, a winning culture, a great city, primetime games, LA's number one football team, et cetera, et cetera. Sounds like the Rams should be a place superstars should want to play football. LOL. Now, this tweet coming shortly after Julio Jones goes on with Shannon Sharp and Shannon's co-host and says he want to be out of there. So now everybody is contemplating, everybody is pontificating about where Julio could possibly get traded to. Now, I admit, he would look beautiful on the Rams squad. But you're going to have to give up some things, man. Because right now, the Rams, I mean, ain't got no money. And you got to give up something. Got to give up something to get Julio, if that's the trade they want to make. But seems like the Rams have shown that, hey, they're willing to go all out and really willing to do whatever it takes, pretty much whatever it takes, to win the Super Bowl next season. Because that's the goal. It's a short-term goal as far as I can see. They're going for it next season. Super Bowl being held in L.A. Rams want to host it, and they want to win it. And it seems like everything that the Rams have been doing is towards winning the Super Bowl next season. So if that's the case, if you think you got a great chance of winning it, which we do, that's something you have to at least talk about. But what do you have to give up to get Julio? I mean, that's huge. But, hey, something to think about. Looks like Jalen wants him. I know Rams fans want him. Why wouldn't you? Dude is still considered the best receiver in the NFL. He's just tired of Atlanta. The Falcons organization, I mean. So, but can't spend too much time on Julio, on your Julio because you still play for another team. But you are somebody to talk to. Because you look good in that Rams, in those Rams colors, in those Rams uniforms. And real quickly, I haven't really discussed, neither me nor Isaac has discussed, have discussed the Rams schedule for next season. Just looking at it, man, you know, I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing. Check out the primetime games. That's the ones I'm looking at. Open up against the Chicago Bears. Sunday night football, man, I want to see that, man. Looking forward to that matchup. Only reason I'm looking forward to the matchup because, hey, that's us opening the season. I don't really give a damn who it's against. Just so happened to be against the Chicago Bears. Next primetime game, week 5, October 7th, at the Seattle Seahawks. Thursday night football. Huge NFC West division matchup at Seattle. We normally take care of business against them. Week 9, November 7th, Tennessee Titans, Sunday night football again. Go on, you know, have a Tennessee Titans coming to La La Land with their big running back, Derrick Henry. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing that. And week 10, November 15th at San Francisco. That's a Monday night football matchup. And you know every time we play them, you know what it is. I ain't even got to say anything. You know exactly what it is. In week 14, December 13th at Arizona, Monday night football game again. Yeah, another NFC West matchup. And you know what we normally do to the Arizona Cardinals as well. So, but anyway, I'm just looking forward to the football season, man. And as I said, looking at the schedule, just glancing through it right now, as I open up against the Chicago Bears week 1, that's big. Week 2 at Indianapolis Colts, yeah, it's just a game. Week 3, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady and that crew coming to SoFi. Yeah, yeah. I love to see that again. Week 4, Arizona's here. Week 5, as I said, at Seattle. That's their prime time game. Week 6 at the Giants. Week 7, Detroit. Get to see Jared Goff coming back. Oh, no, he's not home anymore, but coming back to L.A. It'd be interesting to see the welcome he gets. I mean, it should be a warm welcome. I mean, he did some good things for us. I ain't going to say he did some great things, but he did some good things for us. He led us to a Super Bowl. He did a lot. He just couldn't get us over the hump, so I would expect when Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions come to town that Rams fans will be cordial and nice and appreciative and give him a round of applause. Standing ovation, I don't know about that. But round of applause. Week 8 at the Texans. Week 9, as I said, the Tennessee Titans. That's their primetime game. And I love the way Tennessee plays, so that's going to be a physical game because they have a big physical running back and they have a physical offensive line. So love to see what AD and that defense does against a physical offense like the Tennessee Titans have. Week 10 at San Francisco. Week 12, week 11 is the bye. Week 12 at the Green Bay Packers. Will they have Aaron Rodgers or won't they? That's the key. That's why I can't really say I'm looking forward to that game because they may not have Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers said, I don't want to play for y'all. He's like Julio in Atlanta. I want to get up out of here, man. Y'all tripping. So we don't know if they're going to have Aaron Rodgers or not. Week 13, Jacksonville Jaguars coming to SoFi. And I guarantee you, Tim Tebow would not be with them, even though he signed with them to go try out for tight end, which is, come on, man. Whatever. But come on. So that ain't a game. It's just Jacksonville. Trash. Week 14 at Arizona. Week 15, Seattle. Week 16, Minnesota. Week 17, Baltimore. Week 18, wrap up the regular season with the San Francisco 49ers at the crib. You know they put it that way because, you know, they're probably thinking, you know, NFC West title on. I like when they do games like that. Possibly that last game be up for a division title. Not just with us in the 49ers, but all over the NFL. And you see that 18 weeks, man. 18 weeks. A lot more games. So, I'm just looking forward to it all, man. It really ain't too much to talk about unless the Rams just really make some big noise. But right now, we're just ready for the season to start, ready for them to do something. So June 10th, you all be able to go out there and watch the Rams practice if you get a ticket. I'm pretty sure they're hard to come by, but still, man. But the football season is almost here. It's almost time. But it is time for me to wrap up this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce, who's not here today, but he'll be back. And Doc Holliday. Until next week, God willing, I'm out.